Welcome to the Elevate Media Podcast with your host, Chris Anderson. In this show, Chris and his guests will share their knowledge and experience on how to go from zero to successful entrepreneur. They have built their businesses from scratch and are now ready to give back to those who are just starting. Let's get ready to learn, grow, and elevate our businesses. And now, your host, Chris Anderson.
Welcome back to another recording of the Elevate Media Podcast. I'm Chris Anderson, your host. And today, you might have heard OpenAI with its Sora video generating software. How's that pose a risk to us, video agencies, video freelancers? Does it pose a risk? How can we use it? We're going to dive into all of that today. So let's get ready. Tune in. Let's talk about OpenAI's Sora. All right. So with the recent release of OpenAI Sora, which is a video generation, AI generation tool that creates videos from text that you put in there. So video agencies are now facing an exciting opportunity, but also some challenges with it. We're going to dive into the pros and cons of integrating this technology into our workflows, as well as what it... First, let's talk about the pros. One of the most significant benefits of OpenAI Sora is going to be the increased efficiency that it can bring to video production. You're going to be able to automate repetitive tasks such as scene cuts and color grading, Sora can significantly reduce your project completion time and boost your overall efficiency. So that's a great thing. This not only saves time, but also allows us to deliver projects faster to our clients. I think in the grand scheme of things, that's a great thing. And if people can't outsource an agency, that's going to help them as well, because it's not going to be a highly professional, highly qualified, highly skilled tasks that needs to be done. So it's going to be generic things that, you know, a lot of people will be having the same thing using this tool. And that's fine. It's a great place to start. But people are going to go left behind because they're going to rely so much on it. Just like right now with AI, creating copy, creating marketing material, creating images, like people are going to get overwhelmed, oversaturated with it. And so it's not going to be the best thing. It's going to be a tool to implement, but not rely solely on. Another pro is the potential for cost savings. With certain tasks being automated, now agencies can reduce their labor costs, which associate with their full video production. So this can actually lead to cost savings for both the agency and the clients. So if you can have a leaner team and your prices can reduce a little bit, it saves money for the client, so they aren't spending as much, and it's a little bit less spend for the agencies on people. Now, I'm not for this. I don't know. I think it can be implemented by the team, but I think the team then can lean into doing other things more productively. So I don't see a big shift. Obviously, there'll be some that are really small or doing it on their own that'll really lean into this and cut their prices super, super cheap and do it all with AI, but there won't be the quality or professionalism of video content that is done by a person. So you will see agencies slashing their prices really, really low, but it'll literally be for unoriginal, I say unoriginal AI, it'll all be different, but unpersonable, unrealistic. As far as you can tell, it's AI still, and it's not going to be the actual client in the video. So you're going to see that. You're going to see people do that to just make a buck, which is great. That's awesome. If that's what those clients want, that's great. More power to them. But agencies like ours, we focus on the clients themselves and what they offer and who they are, and we provide that video at a high professional, high quality level that the AI can't create. Because it's more personable. It's more related directly to that client. And so agencies like ours who are focused on interviewing people in the business, creating business-specific videos, AI is not going to be able to match that. We can still use it as a tool for pieces of it, but the ultimate thing will still be done by humans. And additionally, Sora, it can enhance creativity by providing suggestions, giving you ideas and insights that inspire your team to experiment with new ideas and new approaches with video. And this leads to more innovative and engaging content. So that's a pro. Moreover, the scalability offered by Sora is also pretty remarkable. Video production agencies can now handle larger volumes of work without compromising quality, thanks to that automation with those repetitive tasks. So you'll be able to maybe catch some more low-hanging fruit this way without a lot of time commitment, which is great as well. So the scalability opens up new avenues for growth and expansion, allowing agencies to take on more projects and reach new markets as well. But however, this is a big however, it's essential to consider the cons, okay? Because there's two sides of the coin. One of the most significant concerns is the potential for job displacement, obviously. As AI technologies like Sora automate certain tasks, there is a risk of video production professionals losing their jobs or facing changes in their roles within the agency. You know, so much of the CGI type things, if it's AI solely created video, yeah, a lot of people who are doing that, you know, animation type things previously or creating B-rolls, they're not going to be needed. Again, that's why we focus on people and brands and businesses that are humans. But the ones who aren't, you know, businesses might just adopt someone to do the AI in their own business and not need an agency. So you've got to be proactive with your approach in upskilling and reskilling yourself, your agency, those in your agency, to adapt to the changing landscape of video production. Use it as a tool to grow. If not, you will get left behind. And another challenge is the learning curve associated with integrating Sora into our workflows. This is another piece of the puzzle. So you've got to train your team on how to use this new technology, and that may take some time and some resources. There might be some resistance as well from those who are less familiar with AI technologies, especially if you're using it in your business. If you're an agency, most people are kind of probably thinking on it or at least looking into it. Also, though, there are ethical considerations to take into account, too. The use of AI in video production raises concerns about data privacy, bias in algorithms, we saw with Google, and the potential for AI-generated content to be indistinguishable from human-produced content. Now, this, I still think if you're doing video content based on a human, based on a business, a brand, at least right now, AI is not going to be able to do that. It might get there, and we just have to continue to adapt and shift. But as creators, it's essential for us to navigate these ethical challenges thoughtfully and responsibly. I mean, we've seen the negative input or fallout in the AI image sector with Taylor Swift and what people created with that. And eventually, we're going to get to the point where we don't know it's AI because we're so used to it being AI. And so we're going to think it's real. And it just, there's so much negativity that can come from it with deepfakes and lying and using these sayings to manipulate. And it's a scary thing. So we've really got to take all that into consideration. But to wrap things up, you know, while OpenAI Sora offers exciting possibilities for video production agencies, it's essential for us to approach it and the integration of it into our workflows, but we do it with caution and consideration. By carefully weighing the pros and cons and staying mindful of the ethical implications, we can harness the power of AI technology to enhance our creativity, efficiency, and innovation in video production. So it's just another thing to think about as it's coming out and as we're getting ready to utilize it. You got to weigh those pros and cons. You got to use it ethically, implement it where it can help, and be able to shift and adapt as we grow. But that's all for this episode. I just wanted to hit on this, some pros and cons on OpenAI Sora. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it below. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What do you think? Let me know in the comments below. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to the episode on audio only, go over to @chris.t.anderson, send me a message, let me know what you're thinking of OpenAI Sora program coming up. But until next time, continue to elevate your life, elevate your brand. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Media Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. See you in the next episode.